When Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister came to power earlier this year, he said the country's economy was struggling and bleeding. The country's treasurer now says it's worse than expected. He'll hand down a new budget today and a plan to address what he calls the very deep economic hole the country's in. And as PNG tries to dig itself out, it's turning to Australia for help. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Elma Yalan makes $4 to $9 a day selling fruit at a local market in Port Moresby. But she says this year has been harder than last.
Last year's sales were okay, but this year they're not. There's no money. We are sitting here but making no money.
Stephen Howes, a professor of economics with the Australian National University, says her experience reflects what's happening across the country. Signs of an economic recovery last year have quickly faded.
But unfortunately, you know, when you looked in more detail at the numbers for 2018, that spurt in growth was based on a big increase in government expenditure, and that increase itself couldn't be sustained.
The Treasurer, Ian Ling Stuckey, says it's worse than what was previously stated. He declined AM's interview request, but in a statement says there's a deficit of more than $2 billion Australian dollars. Mr. Ling Stuckey's only been in the job for a few weeks after moving to government from opposition, where he was a vocal critic. He's blaming the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill for the deficit. Mr. O'Neill says the figures are nonsense. But Stephen Howes says he thinks Mr. Ling Stuckey's estimates are credible.
So there had been widespread suspicion in PNG that the previous government had been underestimating the extent of the fiscal and economic problems the country was facing.
The Treasurer will hand down a supplementary budget today and has warned there will be cuts. PNG has also turned to Australia for help, and it appears it will get some support, possibly a loan. In a statement, Australia's Minister for International Development in the Pacific, Alex Hawke, said,
Papua New Guinea has asked Australia to consider providing short-term bridging finance and to help with its long-term economic reform priorities. Officials are making good progress. Further discussions will occur over the coming months.
While Australia has avoided direct budget involvement for years, Stephen Howes says a new reform program changes things.
So I think it'd be a great scenario for PNG and Australia if Australia can go ahead with the loan, you know, with the assurance of a World Bank or an IMF program. That looks much more likely now.
PNG isn't ruling out also going to China for help as it tries to refinance almost $12 billion of debt. That remains a concern for Canberra. People like Elma Yalan also have concerns, but they're more straightforward.
I want to see change in the government so that things can operate as they should.
There are many people who agree with her. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.